Yes, yes, yes. It's Outside the Box. Coming at you right now. Today's topic is soft secession. In a previous Outside the Box, I discussed Maine seceding from the United States. But as blogger Christopher Armitage suggests, there are two kinds of secession. One is a political separation, while the other is taking advantage of states' rights and creating state and local policies to shield states like Maine from federal influences. Secession may be a long-term strategy if everything goes to hell, whereas there are many short-term roadblocks to utilize as well. He calls this short-term response soft secession. As Armitage describes it, quote, "The philosophy is simple. Don't sue first, do first, wherever and whenever possible. Revenue and accountability create independence," end quote. Armitage offers many examples where states can create their own systems and resources that make the federal government's involvement less or unnecessary. For example, arrest anyone who does masked, warrantless abductions, even if they claim to be ICE agents. Collect federal tax withholding funds through the state and be at least slow to pass them on to the feds. Collect data on a state level that formerly was done just on a federal level. Initiate a statewide public health care option similar to Medicare for all residents. Create more municipal or statewide broadband networks. Establish policies requiring the state not to work with contractors that support authoritarian regimes. State resistance to sending money to Washington may be on the horizon. Armitage urges states to slow or refuse sending money to Washington that's through stall tactics, such as compatibility issues with different computer systems, and using state banks to gum up the transfer of funds. Even short delays can cause problems for a federal government trying to transfer funds to support state programs like ICE, federal troops in cities, and arrests of abortion providers. If federal agents like FBI or military troops show up on the doorstep, state officials could tell them they're not welcome and ask them to leave, or at the very least refuse to cooperate with them. This worked successfully time and again during the first secession of 13 states in the late 1700s that resulted in independence. In that case, it culminated in war, but it likely would have resulted in political freedom even without the military struggle. When the federal government has asked for databases of information that should be kept private, many states have refused. In general, your town, city, and state can have policies very different from those of the federal government, but it has to back up those policies with enforcement. States are weaponizing their constitutions. When the federal government, especially the executive department, is trying to exact retribution against democratic, small d, or democratic, capital D, people who are resisting, states can go to the aid of those institutions, a school, hospital, clean energy project, whatever. The federal government has a lot of money, but it can't always punish or bribe an entity with sticks or carrots if that institution can maintain its work without federal dollars. Public broadcasting has demonstrated this. Armitage mentions using state reserve or rainy day funds as one way to push back. Legislatures can ignore or nullify federal mandates in their state. Oregon has accumulated a long-term supply of abortion medicines, for example. Illinois is investigating digital sovereignty. Attorneys general from all blue states meet regularly to discuss ways to resist the federal administration's attacks using state laws the feds can't easily challenge. Lawsuits can at least slow down the process, even if they eventually fail to stop a horrible attack from the current administration. Where state laws are supreme, such as in voting rights and vote counting, no federal dictates should apply. We may not have any attempts at secession soon, but in the meantime, many states are doing their own soft secession to keep the federal government out of its affairs where possible, while raising more money to balance out federal cuts. Have you been supporting soft secession? If so, how? I'm Larry Danziger, disgusted that the U.S. president is trying to bend every government to his own prejudices.